Goals and Mindset Lesson 1. Review Your Year. By Chris Dewering. The purpose of this lesson is: before starting to set goals, take time to step back. Get a new perspective on the past year, so you can set more authentic and meaningful goals for this year. We can start with some basic questions. If this year were a movie, what happened? The idea of this question is to help you get yourself out of your usual perspective, the main character, and watch what happened as an observer. Describe the year as you would if you were sharing the story of a movie. Describe the characters in the movie, including yourself, and what happened from their perspective. You could even ask friends and family to answer this question to get their perspective of the events that shaped your year. It helps you get a meta view and notice things that you hadn't seen before. What worked well, that I am grateful for? When you ask yourself what you feel grateful for, you discover more deeply what matters to you. This helps you set more authentic goals for the coming year. As you do this, take the time to actually savor what you feel grateful for. What was challenging or disappointing? This question helps you acknowledge what was hard and be in touch with any emotion associated with it. As you do this exercise, be sure to be compassionate with yourself. What were the most meaningful moments? Getting in touch with what is meaningful and reliving the moments that mattered this year helps you bring into greater focus where you want to spend your time and energy in the coming year. Where did I spend my time and energy? As you review the year, take a look at where you spent your precious time and energy. Does this reflect what matters to you? Many of us spend our time in distraction. As you look to next year, what do you want to spend more energy on, and what less? Where did I fail, and what did I learn from it? Acknowledging our failures without letting them define who we are is a great act of courage. It helps us fully accept ourselves as we are, see ourselves more clearly, and be more open to feedback from others. It helps us learn and grow. We often have lots of goals we want to pursue, and simply asking ourselves, did we do our best, helps us acknowledge our failures with compassion. How do I rate my happiness on a scale from 1 to 10? Try digging deeper to ask yourself what's contributing to the rating, and continue to dig so you understand what habits or choices, often unconscious, may be contributing. Where can I exercise courage to stretch, learn, and grow? This is a great question to help us find our bravado and set goals that will inspire us to move beyond our comfort zone. What does success look like to me? As you review the meaningful domains in your life, like professional, personal relationships, health and well-being, etc., create a clear vision of what success is in each domain. Prioritize what's important. And don't bite off more than you can chew.